Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Amazing Grace. Well, today we're going to get into the section in 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Where the Apostle Paul lists his credentials. Clearly, in answering his critics, they were boasting about their credentials and were questioning those of the Apostle Paul. They wanted to undermine the authority that he had with the Corinthian Christians. They wanted to dissolve the confidence and the loyalty which the Corinthian Christians had in the Apostle Paul in order that they could get these people to follow them. And so they were bragging about their credentials, their accomplishments, their gifts, as if to say that the Apostle Paul doesn't come close to being everything that they are, when the truth of the matter is that Paul was so much more that it really never should have needed to be said. Anyone with a modicum of true spiritual discernment would recognize immediately that Paul was the genuine article. He was, in fact, a true apostle of Christ, gifted by Christ, commissioned by Christ, empowered by the Spirit of Christ. He had an amazing ministry. Nobody could match his accomplishments and his credentials. In fact, even the other apostles would have a hard time measuring up to the fruitfulness of the ministry of the Apostle Paul. And yet these false teachers, these critics of Paul, who had accomplished nothing, who had established no churches, who had done nothing that was comparable to what Paul had done, were denigrating Paul and exalting themselves, and Paul has been answering them through, a couple of chapters now in this book, and now he finally gets around to saying, okay, here goes, let's compare what they say with what is true about me. Distasteful as this is, Paul is going to do that, and in doing that, he gives one of the most well-known sections in the 2 Corinthian epistle. And so we'll look at it on this Monday, September 18, as you have joined us. We're grateful for that. And as some of you are helping us financially, and we certainly need that and thank the Lord for your help. All right, Paul's credentials. Let's start with his Jewish credentials, verse 22. He says, are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they the seed of Abraham? So am I. Paul's Jewish credentials. And by doing this, he indirectly makes clear who the false teachers were. Now, I have assumed, or should I say I have been operating on the assumption that these are what we call, this word is not found in the New Testament, but what we call Judaizers, who show up in a number of Paul's epistles, and they are Jewish people, Jewish teachers, Jewish aspiring teachers, who claim to have become Christians, but their gospel is askew, their doctrine is askew, they are not supporting the gospel of Christ, they're not supporting an apostle of Christ. They are false teachers, but they are Jewish apostates. They are neither true to the Jewish religion, the Old Covenant, nor are they true to Christianity, the New Covenant, but they are Jewish by background, culture, race, and training, and they have gone in this aberrant direction to try to gain a following for themselves. And this text makes it clear. Are they Hebrews? Obviously they were. Paul doesn't question that. He doesn't deny that. He doesn't say, no, they're not Hebrews. What is his answer? Are they Hebrews? So am I. We know Paul was a Hebrew. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they the seed of Abraham? So am I. So this makes it very clear what the basic background and orientation of these critics and false teachers is. They are Jews. They are renegade Jews, I think would be the best term to apply to them. Are they Hebrews? We'll go back through this list again. This has to do with the language, Hebrew. They are Hebrew-speaking Jews. That doesn't mean they couldn't speak Greek, but it does mean that they were fluent in Hebrew, which made them, what should I say, more Jewish Jews than some Jews. There were Hebrew Jews and there were Hellenist Jews. Hellenists were those who had sprung out of the dispersion. At some point, their parents or ancestors had left the land of Israel and had gone to live in a Gentile country. And in those situations, some of these Jewish people managed to maintain their Jewish heritage, their Jewish culture, their Jewish religion, their Jewish language, but most of their offspring were more fluent in the Greek that was spoken in their community than they were in the Hebrew that these families no doubt attempted to teach in their homes. Paul came from a background like that. Paul is from where? Tarsus. He's not from Israel. He's not from Jerusalem. He is Paul of Tarsus, and that gave him certain advantages that being a Jew from Israel would not have given him, did not give him in that Roman world. The fact that he was from Tarsus meant that he was a Roman citizen, and he used that to his advantage, and no Jew from Israel would be able to make that claim. But you remember, Paul's parents were so intent on keeping him a strong, not only a physical Jew, because, of course, his bloodline was Jewish, and not only following some of the culture and customs of the Jewish people, which they could maintain in their home by observing Jewish religious feast days and so forth, and teaching the Jewish religion in their home. But they sent Paul to Jerusalem, and the indication is, as a fairly young man, we don't know exactly, but he talks about having been born in Tarsus, but it sounds like he grew up in Jerusalem. Now, clearly not from babyhood, not from toddlerhood, but I would suppose in his early teens, he was sent to Jerusalem to be trained by Gamaliel and to become thoroughly conversant in the Hebrew language. In fact, not only to speak it, but to read it, to write it, to be thoroughly Hebrew in every way in the Hebrew language. And these false teachers who came from Jerusalem bragged about the fact that they were Hebrew Jews. They spoke the Hebrew language fluently. That was their first language. Paul says, so what? They make that claim? I make that claim too. That's true of me as much as it is of them. So are they Hebrews? Yes, so am I, says Paul. Are they Israelites? Now, isn't that interesting? We would tend to put those two things together. Hebrew, Israelite, what's the difference? But this has to do now with national heritage. Hebrew has to do with language. Israelite has to do with national heritage. The two are very much intertwined, but there's a distinction that is made here. And so they brag about their ability in the Hebrew language, which points to their Jewishness. They brag about their bloodline because they are Israelites of the nation of Israel and come from that line. And then to go one step further, and Paul says, that's true of me too. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they the seed of Abraham? So am I. Now, again, all of these things overlap a little bit, but the seed of Abraham, that is the most important one of all, isn't it? They are in the bloodline of Abraham through Isaac and Jacob, right on down to the present day. Of course, we know that not all of Abraham's children were in the covenant line. Ishmael was not. The six sons of Keturah were not. Only Isaac, the son of promise. But then Isaac had children. Jacob and Esau. Esau was not in that line. But Jacob was. And so, to be of the seed of Abraham in the sense of being a Hebrew and an Israelite meant that you were in the covenant seed of Abraham. A member of the Abrahamic covenant could claim that that covenant that was made with Abraham was made with your ancestor, your forefather, that you are an inheritor of that covenant. That's what the false teachers claimed. Are they Hebrews? Yes, so am I. Are they Israelites? Yes, so am I. Are they the seed of Abraham? Yes, I'll grant them that, but so am I. But then he moves from his Jewish credentials to his ministry credentials when he says in verse 23, are they ministers of Christ? And he pauses to say, I speak as a fool, when he says, I am more. Now, he didn't say that about the other things in verse 22. Are they Hebrews? He didn't say, I'm more of a Hebrew than they are. Are they Israelites? I'm more of an Israelite than they are. Are they of the seed of Abraham? I'm more of the seed of Abraham than they are, because technically, that would not have been the case. But when it comes to this one, are they ministers of Christ? And that's very questionable. Of course not. They claim to be, but they are not truly ministers of Christ, but Paul is. So the answer here is different. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool when I say I am not as well, not so am I, but I am more. In other words, I am more so, or we might say, I am a genuine minister of Christ. They are false ministers of Christ. They claim to be ministers of Christ. They declare that they are ministers of Christ. They try to seek a following among people who are Christians and call themselves followers of Christ. And they say, we are ministers of Christ. Listen to us and follow us. But they're false teachers. They are unreliable. They are dangerous. They are heretical. They are claiming ministers of Christ, claiming to be ministers of Christ, but they are not. Do you suppose there are any of those around in our day? Oh, yes, you better understand that, and you better learn to tell the difference, and may God help you to do so. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.